Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences. Itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Use of force reports by the Milwaukee Police Department have more than doubled so far this year.
The increase is the result of a new approach to the way the police department keeps track of these incidents.
The department was heavily scrutinized last year and attracted the attention of the federal government after several accusations of excessive force hit the media. Here with us to talk about the Milwaukee Police Department's new approach to using and reporting force is Gita Lousby. She's an investigative reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Gita, thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. Nice to be here.
What does this new report have to say about the use of force in the Milwaukee Police Department?
Well, it's up. Obviously, we only have the first half of this year so far, and we can compare that to last year, and it's up about 2.5 times. So we had 225 in the first half of 2012, and we've had 538 so far in 2013. So like I said, up more than twice.
Now, obviously, a change like that catches the eye. Tell us a little bit about what is behind that jump.
Yeah, so what police are stressing is mainly that this is on paper. So it's not so much that the police are using more force than they were last year. It's a matter of what gets reported and the fact that these now have to be reported in a separate report. So previously, nearly all of these incidents were part of a regular report, but police are required to file a separate report when they use force. And what was required to be reported earlier was not quite as strict as what is now, and that partially has to do with the definition of what you consider a use of force compared to what was previously considered use of force. So previously, police were mainly considering a use of force if it involved a weapon. So you have a gun, you have a baton, something else, a taser. Now it also covers hands-on uses of force. So if they throw somebody to the ground or deliver strikes, to their heads or somewhere else, they have to report it. And previously, it was mainly if people were actually injured. Now, if somebody claims they're injured, it still has to be reported in a separate incident. And also, if police are just using anything that's defined as a use of force. So it's a little bit tighter as far as the reporting requirements. So that's what police are saying. Basically, it's the explanation for why the numbers are up.
Sounds like there were some pretty controversial cases using force by the Milwaukee police last year, things that hit the media, and might have been the reason behind some of this rejigging of things. Is that right?
Yeah, they made no beef about that. The police chief held some training earlier this year, Police Chief Ed Flynn, where he basically explained that the public obviously became concerned after seeing a bunch of these incidents. There were all of them basically were caught on tape, which was part of the problem. When you have it on tape and you're seeing somebody who's lying face down on the pavement and they're getting struck on the side of the head while they're lying face down, that looks pretty bad to people. And like he sort of stressed in these seminars, unlawful and lawful use of force, they look the same to the public. It looks pretty bad because we're considering as the public, we're just thinking somebody's being made to do something that they're not doing voluntarily, so it's a use of force. And that's not really how police was seeing it. So we had one guy who was accused of being a drunk driver who was driving recklessly in downtown Milwaukee who got these strikes that I was talking about here. Another woman who got fairly argumentative with police where somebody ended up punching her in the face. And, you know, clearly she wasn't exerting any kind of physical threat to this officer. And part of the policy is you're not supposed to strike somebody who is just confronting you verbally as an officer. And so these are things that are kind of being clarified. But the fact that the public got a hold of, you know, was able to see this stuff on video, either on TV or, you know, through our website, it just looked bad. And it forced them into a position where they had to explain it. And then some of these incidents, they didn't have reports on them. And so, you know, obviously it looks like either they're trying to hide it or that they don't know what's going on. So clearly that was something that needed to change.
So after cases like these and this move to change how Milwaukee police report use of force, do you think that this helps the police department, makes them look proactive, or does it shine a spotlight and sort of make them look like they need shaping up?
Well, possibly a little bit of both. Obviously, the big concern on their end, there is a public trust issue here that they want to make sure that they're maintaining the public's trust in, you know, we're not abusing our power. On the other hand, they have bigger concerns, which is they don't want the Federal Department of Justice to come in and start taking over and saying, look, the way that you guys are treating citizens here is not right, so we need somebody else to come in and monitor you. That would be, first of all, really expensive, and second, it would be a little bit of a failure of the leadership to, you know, have the federal government come in and say, you need to have somebody else keep track of you, essentially, because you're not capable of doing these troubleshooting yourself and taking care of your own problems. So I think it's a little bit of both, but obviously there's a big liability in here that it's pretty expensive if you get the government to come in and force you to enter into a legal agreement and you have to have an outside independent company come in and monitor your compliance with this. So that could be pretty expensive. And we're talking several million dollars every year. And there's really no end to a process like that. You don't know how long it would keep going on for. And obviously, if you have a contractor who's doing this, as the police chief points out, they may not have a whole lot of incentive to find you in compliance because the minute they find you in compliance, they're sort of out of work. So that kind of prolonged process he would prefer to avoid.
Now, Milwaukee is obviously far from the first city recently to run into problems with its police force and having some high-profile cases that have drawn media attention. Do you think that Milwaukee, you know, is in a position where its policies sort of needed rejigging, or is it pretty much in step with what other police departments across the country have been doing in terms of force?
Right. When it came to use of force, what Milwaukee police did was essentially do a survey of other departments and how their policies kind of compared to what they were doing here in Milwaukee. And they found that most of them did define these hands-on uses of force as a use of force that needed to be reported. And so as a result of that, they went in and changed that. A big point that the police chief was making, too, was, you know, you go, of course, you're supposed to go according to policy, but that's just part of it. If you get a number of incidents that are caught on tape that make you look bad, the federal government may still come in. It may be three incidents out of 1,000, but if they look bad enough, the federal government may still come in and take a look at you. So it's important to at least send the signal to the federal government that, you know, we're paying attention to this and we're trying to do something about it, and here's what our policy says. So they clearly found a need to kind of brush up on that to avoid a more imminent threat to have the federal government come in and do a formal investigation.
Gita, did you have a sense of how these new numbers are being digested in Milwaukee today?
I think a lot of people are taking, from what I can see on our comments on our website, people are taking the chief's words for it in, you know, this is a reporting requirement that changed. So we don't necessarily see that, you know, people are questioning that. Of course, there will always be people who will say, well, they're doctoring the books. But overall, I think people, you know, understand that they're doing this. Some are seeing it as a transparency thing. But obviously, you'll always have people who have seen the videos who will say, well, this may be what they say, but we saw in the video that people were pretty crude in these instances here. So there will be some people who would choose to believe the videos over maybe what the police are saying.
All right. Well, Gita, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That was Gita Lousby, investigative reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.